Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Welcome to virtual worship this Easter day. My name is Tim Collins, and it is my privilege to share with you our welcome statement. We, the people of the Church of the Nativity, United Church of Christ, believe that all people are of sacred worth. Therefore, we warmly welcome people of every age, language, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender identity, physical and mental ability, economic means, marital status, and family structure into the full fellowship, membership, leadership, ministry, worship, online or in person, and sacramental life of our congregation. We commit ourselves to continuing conversation and growth as we seek to be the loving and inclusive faith community that we believe God is calling us to be. As we gather in worship today, we welcome seekers, doubters, and believers. We also understand that we come together from different experiences. Some of us have had a wonderful week, others not so great. Some of us are happy, others sad. Some hopeful, others discouraged. Nevertheless, as we say in the United Church of Christ, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you're welcome here. Pastor Ruth will now share some important announcements.
Christ is risen for sure. A blessed Easter to all of you. My name is Ruth Snyder, and I serve as the pastor of Nativity. Thanks for joining us for this Easter worship. While this is certainly not the Easter Sunday that we envisioned, the good news is that Christ lives, and it's especially important for us to remember that today and in the midst of this COVID-19 crisis. Providing music for us today is our music director, Mike Copps, and soloists Mark Kloss and Aaron Mason. Now, let us listen to the story of that first Easter morning.
Our Bible encounter for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. Our reading is from the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. And Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." So ends our hearing of these ancient words. May God's Spirit open our hearts and our minds to understand the meaning that they may hold for us today.
Creation joined to say, Amen. Easter, we have to do our Connection Champs Awards. So for this week, I am very excited to tell you who is the winner, and I've got it in my pocket. Okay, the winner of this week's Connection Champs Award is the Middle High Youth. Whoa! Middle High Youth, you crushed it this week. I am so proud of you. Thank you all for doing all of the crosses for your senior pals. I know that they really appreciated it, and I know that you are going to bring smiles to a lot of people's faces today on Easter. So thank you for that, and we'll see who wins next week. Now, for Easter, you may wonder why I'm dressed like this. Well, on Easter morning, there were two women named Mary, and the Marys were going to the tomb where they had laid Jesus on Good Friday, and they were going to visit him, and it was the custom of their day that they would put oil and put spices on a person who had died, and that would just kind of help make things a little more pleasant to be around. And so they would have had their jar of oil and they would have had their bag of spices, and they would have gone early in the morning to the tomb. And they did that. And they got the surprise of their life that morning. They were there, and all of a sudden, there was an earthquake. And the stone rolled away from the tomb entrance, and there was an angel shining brightly. And they were probably incredibly terrified. This was not the surprise that they were expecting. They expected to go there and see Jesus' body. But Jesus' body wasn't there. That was the huge surprise. And that's what we celebrate today on Easter. We celebrate Jesus being raised, what we call resurrection. And I have a story about a little resurrection that happened at my house recently, and I brought something to show you about it. So I have this little plant, and it used to be much taller than this, and it gradually kept getting brown, and leaves were falling off, and it looked really sad, and then eventually this whole section of it just went, and I thought, okay, it's died, I have killed it. And I was very sad, and I thought, okay, I'm going to have to put it in the compost pile. But I kind of forgot to do that. And about a week later, which was not really that long ago, I happened to notice, when I went to get rid of it, this one tiny little green shoot. And I thought, wait, is that what I think it is? And I got really close down to it, and sure enough, it was one tiny little green leaf. And so I thought, okay, little guy, we're gonna let you keep going. And I ignored it for a while, and one day I looked, and it had grown more green leaves, and it had grown this whole other little shoot right out of the top of it where it looked like it had died. And then, when I was getting ready to think about what would I tell you about Easter, I noticed this tiny little root that's coming right out from the bottom of that green shoot. And that means it's ready to become its own little plant and go out into the world. So here, what I thought was completely dead actually turned out to still be alive. And if I had given up on it and thrown it in the compost bin, I would have never gotten to see that. Just like if Mary and Mary had given up on Jesus and they just decided to run and hide, they would have never seen the angel, and they would have never heard, be the first ones to hear about the resurrection of Jesus. So I hope that you find some surprises in your life today and this week and in weeks to come. Be on the lookout for them, because you never know what God's going to do. I hope that you all have a very happy Easter. Please be safe. And would you just say a prayer with me? Dear God, we thank you so much that you have given us Jesus to show us that we should never give up, that you are always able to bring life and joy and hope out of things that we think are beyond hope, beyond joy. God, we thank you that you are with us, that you love us, and we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus today. And we are so thankful for our church family, for our family, all our friends, and we pray that you would be with all those who are helping to keep us safe, keep us fed, and keep us educated. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Well, this Easter is certainly different than our usual Easter Sunday that we gather. On those days, the pews are filled, the choir is singing, the praise team praising, the bell choir ringing, the trumpets blowing, and people who don't even normally sing will often be seen singing, "Christ the Lord is risen today." It's a glorious, glorious time when we gather together. Well, today we're gathering differently. In our respective homes, with probably less family, there won't be trumpets blaring or any of the organ music that we normally hear. But I can't help but think that maybe the good news of Easter will be even more heard and more appreciated in the midst of a pandemic than when everything is fine. How important it is that we hear the good news that out of sadness comes joy, that out of despair comes hope, that out of emptiness comes something that is alive and at work, and that death is not the final answer. Last Sunday, I shared with you how my wife Kate and I had been in Orlando in early March visiting our just over 6-month-old daughter, Ellie, who was learning to appreciate her hands. And every once in a while she would look at them and be amazed that there they were again. It was so fun to watch her. We had a great time just watching her watch her hands. And that image for me of our hands carried throughout Palm Sunday and Holy Week. Hands, palms waving as Jesus came into Jerusalem. Jesus' hands that took a basin and a towel and washed his disciples' feet. Jesus' hands at the Last Supper that broke bread and lifted cup with the words, "Do this in remembrance of me." And then how those hands were stretched out on the cross, where we heard Jesus say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And then ultimately, Jesus' final last words, "In your hands, Father, I commit my spirit." Powerful story. But then he was buried in a tomb, and that was the end of it. His followers were terrified at what had happened and frightened that the same would happen to them if they were seen. And so they hid. They were scared. They were frightened. They were isolated. But then, But then that first Easter morning, the women decided to go to the tomb where Jesus had been buried. It's not unusual for people at the event of a death to want to go and spend time at the grave. And so they did, but as they were going there and they got there, there was an earthquake and the stone was rolled away and there was an angel sitting on it saying, "Don't be afraid. You're looking for Jesus, but he's not here. He's been raised. But go, tell his disciples that he is going ahead of them to Galilee and will meet them there." Well, they were filled with awe and joy, and they ran out and on their way to tell the disciples, there was Jesus saying greetings. And somehow they knew him, even though I'm sure he didn't look the same. But they had a sense that this was Jesus. This was Jesus who was alive, not dead. The story was not over. And Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers that I will see them again in Galilee." And so, the story that had ended was continued. The sorrow that was felt was turned into joy. The despair that they knew now was giving forth to hope. Here in the midst of this pandemic, we're beginning to get a sense that maybe the curve is flattening and that there is going to be light that comes out of this darkness, that isolation will give way to socialization once again. It's good news. And it is what the Easter story is all about. The Easter story reminds us that no matter what happens in our lives or the world's life, God is always at work to bring good out of evil, hope from despair, and life out of death. Yesterday, we received another video. This time, Ellie's learning to clap her hands. Her mom is showing her. She's showing her mom. Take a look. That's the way we should celebrate Easter. Christ is risen. We are filled with joy. Let us clap our hands. Amen.
In celebration of Christ's resurrection and the new life it promises, we invite you to give an offering or donation. This may be accomplished by using the PayPal button on our website or by mailing a check to the church. Christ is risen.
Amen.
Gracious God, thank you that no matter what the situation or how dark it seems, you are always bringing new life. Thank you that in the midst of this pandemic, we have a real sense that life is coming forth. We grieve the loss of loved ones. We pray for those who have been or are unemployed. We ask your blessing to be with those who are caregivers. We pray for the poor who are especially distressed. And we know you are at work. Help us to be Christ's living hands and hearts in the worlds in which we inhabit. Now and in the days, weeks, months, even years to come, help us to be your resurrection people, carrying the good news of new life and being new life wherever it is that you send us. Our church is empty, our building is empty today, Jesus, but you are alive in each of us wherever we are. Christ is alive. Help us to hold on to that and to celebrate. We take a moment to lift before you our individual prayers of thanksgiving and concern as we spend a moment in silence. And now for all these things and whatever else that you see that we need, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his love, joy, and peace, which passes all understanding. Amen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen. Hallelujah.